This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The equal application of our laws is a thing of the past, that we're the shredding of our Constitution. We're witnessing this in real time in front of our own eyes. Is it past time to impeach Merrick Garland? Is it time to flush out all of the Democratic activists out of the bureaucracy and the deep state? Here with Reaction Tonight, Harvard Law Professor Alan Dershowitz, Fox News legal analyst Greg Jarrett, and former acting attorney general Matt Whitaker is with us. All right, Professor Dershowitz, you have a brilliant legal mind. I will be shocked if you don't agree with my assessment that this case really boils down to a disagreement over the speech and opinions of Donald J. Trump. And I naively believe, Professor, that freedom of speech was foundational to our Constitution. Was I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. But not only freedom of speech, but freedom to petition the government for redress of grievances and freedom to challenge elections. In the indictment, they acknowledge that there are these freedoms, but then they claim that Donald, this is the key point, that Donald Trump actually believed that he lost the election, that everything he did was fraudulent, that he conspired with unnamed lawyers, mostly, to affect the election. Now, you're allowed to challenge elections. Indeed, the best way to challenge elections is to come up with a slate of alternate electors. That's what a court said in Hawaii in 1960. That's been the case throughout our history. So the government has the burden of proving beyond a reasonable doubt that subjectively Donald Trump actually believed that he lost the election and acted contrary to that belief. Now, I read the indictment very carefully. There is no smoking gun. There is no one who is credibly prepared to testify that Donald Trump said to him, "I know personally I lost the election." There's a lot of evidence that people told him he lost the election, but you know Donald Trump, and you know that he's going to make up his own mind. And they're going to have a very hard time proving that. Now, it's the District of Columbia. 90-some-odd percent of the jury pool will have voted against them. So they may actually get a conviction from a D.C. jury. But will it survive appellate review and review to the Supreme Court? I do not think so.
That was, of course, Sean Hannity with the great Alan Dershowitz. I've spent quite a bit of time with Dershowitz, a brilliant mind. We don't agree on everything, but the couple times that we have had discussions, ironically, we agreed. Alan's a pragmatic guy. Still, you know, very law-driven, which is cool. Because I'm not a legal beagle, I defer to him on the legal aspects of things. But on the common sense aspect, I think we can go toe-to-toe. In fact, I think I can beat him. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. He literally just destroyed Jack Smith's indictment. Let's be honest here. The indictment by Jack Smith of Donald Trump isn't a real indictment. It's not meant to really have any teeth. It's meant to keep things moving in the direction that the left wants it to move. They don't have any real evidence against Trump because there is none. Donald Trump believes rightfully he was cheated out of the election. And Dershowitz says it. Prove that Donald Trump doesn't believe he was cheated. He absolutely does. And so do millions of Americans. By the way, that's why a bunch of them went on January 6th and got caught up in the farce of the Democrats who are now trying to make January 6th look as if it's some big deal. If I were Trump, I'd say, tell you what, release all the tapes of January 6th. Let's find out who every one of these people are that were there. Let's really dig into that because that's where the real investigation should be occurring. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I don't know whether you caught me yesterday or you've... does it matter when you were listening to the show? Welcome or welcome back. Glad you're with me. And thanks for the notes. A lot of you are calling now. I don't know whether we're getting more. I have to look at the numbers, but I don't look at the numbers every day. I really don't. I just hope that we're making an impact. And I'm glad that you guys are paying attention, because if you are, you see what we're up against. This is pure evil. That's the only way to describe it. I keep reminding you, this is not about Trump. It's about us. It's a power play of the government to say, you don't matter. And if you let them get away with it, you don't matter. And that's why a million people went to D.C. unarmed to exercise their Fourth Amendment rights and First Amendment rights. And now hundreds of them are being used as if they're, you know, seditionists. So they were attacking us. And you can hear Jack Smith in the indictment, the sanctity of January 6th. And it was the, what do you call it? I mean, the way they describe January 6th, you would think it was Fallujah. And, you know, or remember the first night of when we attacked Saddam Hussein, Iraq? And all the AAA was going through the skies. You would think it was this didn't even look like a small version of a BLM riot. Welcome back, folks. Again, the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. What a joke this is. The GOP has called it a sham indictment. And what's interesting about it is we are dominating the media cycle with this nonsense. But here's what we should be talking about. Devin Archer. So, Dan Goldman, a congressman, said, there's nothing there. I read it. I read his transcript. Release the transcript. What's going on there? Have you looked at what Devin Archer said? Devin Archer confirmed essentially every element of Joe Biden being part of Hunter's cabal. Joe Biden being the grandmaster, if you will, of all of this orchestration by Hunter Biden. He's the kingpin. And what are we talking about? Donald Trump. Does it surprise, does the timing of this indictment surprise you at all? Because it doesn't me. Now, does Jack Smith think he's going to get away with this? We're going to move to make this happen quickly. You know, so he's got a scam grand jury. He's got a scam D.C. potential jury pool that is going to look at Trump's allegations, which, of course, Trump's team will move it out of D.C., because that's what, I mean, that's the first thing you're going to do. Get it out of that jurisdiction. But even if you were in D.C., you should still be able to win this case. But I wouldn't try it there for sure. But the timing. Devin Archer devastated Joe Biden. And we aren't talking about it. So we will be talking about it a little bit more today, delving into that, as well as some other comments about Trump's campaign.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We played the Dershowitz clip earlier where he says Donald Trump believes the election was stolen. That's the notion he went on. He talked about the Hawaii thing on the slate of electors. Donald Trump has done nothing wrong here. And Jack Smith knows it. Jack Smith has one job, be an attack dog, keep Trump in the know, you know, keep him in the news. But before we get to that, what I want to do next, I want to play the people that they could call the co-conspirators, because that piece leads into a comment that Vivek Ramaswamy made. And these are the co-conspirators. And I want you to pay attention to who these co-conspirators are. They all have something in common. Maybe you've heard about it already. But it's interesting to me how these could be his co-conspirators. And it acts as if a cabal of people got together and said, okay, we know we didn't win the election, but we're going to stay here. We're going to do it. We're going to make it win. Yeah, whatever. It wasn't like that at all. But here's the list that CNN got. It was a leaked list.
Country is in a very dark place right now. But even after everything the deep state has done to me, I will never give up on America. Mark my words, in 2024, we will win back the White House. We will make America great again. I have no doubt about it. They come at me from left. They come at me from right. The rhinos, the communists, the Marxists, the fascists. We will not only survive, we will be stronger than ever before. We're fighting a fight like nobody ever thought possible. And we're winning. We won in 2016. We had a rigged election in 2020, but got more votes than any sitting president. We're going to win like never before, and we're going to make America great again. I can truly say, I believe, better than ever before. Thank you for all of your support and for all of your prayers.
So now we've got this list of co-conspirators who are all attorneys, as CNN pointed out. But I want to now pivot to Vivek Ramaswamy, who, by the way, I think is number three in the Republican presidential race. And some guys were talking about him the other day. And my thing was, okay, great. So Vivek is bringing some what? What is he bringing? Oh, Kevin, he's a business person and all that. He is. By the way, we were trying to get him to come to our event. We're still, he may actually come to our event, but we're working on that. But long story short, He's a number three in the presidential race. Now, you could add them all together. They don't add up to probably 15%. But he is sane in his approach. And I think that if Vivek Ramaswamy is doing anything, he's auditioning as a vice president to Trump. I'm not telling you I like it because I hear that he might be a wolf in sheep's clothing. But it's tough to sell when he says all the right things. But here's him saying some of the right things, because he's talking about how this Trump indictment could play in the legal system.
I have said this before in each of the other two indictments. I'll say it again. This sets an awful precedent in our country. They're going full banana republic, full third world on this. I think that sets a dangerous precedent. Now, on this specific indictment, Laura, I think there are a couple of really concerning facts. First, they're using an unprecedented legal theory. Alvarez was a case in 2012, still good law, that holds that public officials and candidates for elected office can make false statements, period. So he's by definition using an unprecedented legal theory here. I think the more dangerous part of this is, Laura, it doesn't even relate to Trump. It relates to the legal system. By criminalizing the behavior of four co-conspirators, lawyers, who were giving good faith legal advice to Trump. The job of a lawyer is to actually provide legal advice. Trump was seeking legal advice. And I think this indictment then pushes the boundary even further on just legal grounds. And a general rule of thumb is if you're going to try to indict a political opponent and a former president in the middle of an election, it better darn well not be based on an unprecedented, untested, flimsy legal theory. And that's exactly what we have here, which is dangerous.
Now, admittedly, I don't know all the details relating to the case that he talked about, but he says it was an unprecedented legal theory, and he said public officials can make false statements, which means they can lie. Because the idea is they're not necessarily lying, they just don't have all the details. It's like Fauci. By the way, Rand Paul is now wanting to criminally indict Fauci. But Fauci knowingly lied. But I think he'll probably get out of it based on this very thing. Now, Trump didn't knowingly lie. Trump knowingly said, here's what I think. So I don't know how that plays in, because I don't know enough about the case. I didn't go study the Alvarez case or whatever he called it. But I do know this, that his second piece, that if you call a lawyer in and say, listen, give me legal advice on what do we need to do here, and one lawyer says, well, we can do something with the slate of electors, another says we can have the vice president hold it up for these reasons or whatever, which, by the way, one of the things that they did do was say that Pence could have overruled it, and the Democrats went, he can't do that, and then you know what they did right after the election? They changed the law so that Pence, a vice president, couldn't overrule an election. I mean, these people are incorrigible. There's no ends to which they're willing to go to make sure you capitulate. You will take who we said. And I often pivot back to when I was in China, and I made the comment to some of my Chinese friends, acquaintances I met over there, and I said, hey, by the way, you got a new prime minister, whatever they call it, new president, when she came on board. And they went, eh? And I went, what do you mean? And they go, we don't have anything to do with it. And I remember thinking, wow, you get a whole new leaders, and you don't even get to vote on it. And as I look at what happened to us in 2020, we got leaders that we didn't vote on. We think we did. See, we're under the illusion that our votes count. Now, I'm not telling you not to vote. I'm just telling you we're under that illusion. And what we have to do is we have to fix that illusion and take it from false to reality. We have to say, we're no longer going to be under an illusion. Our vote is going to count. And that's what the Democrats hate. That's what all this is about. You pushing back on the notion that you're going to make your vote count. Look, I'm one little dude in America. I remember saying this when I first got started in this. I said, I'm one little dude. But I said, I'm going to make sure that I give a voice to millions. Now, that's still a lot. I mean, a lot of work, a lot of people that I don't give voice to. But when I started this, I remember making a declaration. I said, God, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to represent the people who have my level of frustration. And at some point, I know I had millions of followers before they decided to silence me. That's all right. God's working on that one for me. My goal was to give voice to the frustrated people out there. And also my friends that were being called racist and homophobes and misogynists and things like this. I wanted to make sure that whatever I did, by the glory of God, it was giving voice to people who felt like they didn't have one. And that's what we continue to do every single day.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The weekly unemployment report is showing more Americans are filing for benefits. A tweet from the Department of Labor says the number of initial claims for the week ending July 29th was 227,000. That's up from the previous week's total of 221,000. This ahead of the jobs report for July, which will be released on Friday. Texas Congressman Jody Arrington is blaming the Biden administration's policies for Fitch downgrading the country's credit rating. The congressman on Fox Business saying,
our spending is out of control, $11 trillion in 2 years. We have a cost of living crisis. Our economy's in the tank, and Fitch says it's heading for recession. Our debt trajectory is totally unsustainable. And in a worst-case scenario, and Fitch outlines this, we will undermine the currency.
Tim Berg, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Vivek Ramaswamy tweeted, I just filed a lawsuit against the U.S. Department of Justice following its failure to substantively respond to my FOIA request to uncover what White House officials, including Joe Biden, communicated to Merrick Garland and Jack Smith about the... And it went off. I didn't get the rest of the thing, but I probably should have turned it over to my producers. They would have gotten me the whole thing, but hey, it is what it is. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. So you heard a clip last segment, Vivek Ramaswamy saying, this is an assault on the legal system. When you can't go to your attorney to get advice and the attorney can end up being a, quote, co-conspirator, they won't hold. None of this stuff will hold. It's not expected to hold. It's meant to be a nuisance. And I jokingly made a video that said, Jack Smith said to Alvin Bragg, hold my beer. You know, who can be the most stupid in indicting Donald Trump? It's Jack Smith. I mean, Alvin Bragg, hey, I'm glad because I didn't want a black dude being that stupid. Alvin Bragg making a misdemeanor into a felony on a piece of supposed crime that statute of limitations has run out on? I mean, good luck with that, Alvin. You're not making brothers look too good in the law field. But then along comes Jack Smith, who somebody described him. What was his name? Rick Grinnell described him as Adam Schiff with a beard. And that's what he is. I want you to think about all these people, the Russian collusion nonsense, the Ukrainian impeachment. Joe Biden actually said, I'm going to withhold $1 billion unless you fire the prosecutor that's looking into my son and the company that he's getting millions of dollars from, and the Democrats play dumb. Meanwhile, Donald Trump has a phone call with the president or one of the people in power over in Ukraine and says, look, you got to look at this. Before we start sending a bunch of money, I want this corruption wiped out. I don't care what side it's on. I don't care who it involves. And he was going after Joe Biden. He was, well, yeah, because Joe Biden is a crook who was getting money from Ukraine. Isn't it funny how all this works out? And no matter how much sanity comes to all of this stuff, we still end up being the ones getting prosecuted. The good guys are the ones being tormented. How is that even possible? Well, I have an answer for you, folks. Two words. Banana Republic. That's what we're into. This guy tweeted, Jack Smith is a terrible attorney with a lot of failures in his career. Now he's abusing his power. And he had a meme. Should Jack Smith be charged for prosecutorial misconduct? and election interference. Look, we have proof of election interference from the Democrats, the DOJ, specifically the FBI, and a litany of other people like Jack Smith. All of them. Nothing's happening to them. I believe we have there's a foci, a series of foci, focus in our future, right? There's a focus. I'm going to make it simple because people want to know what I'm talking about. The focus is, if you can bring all this pinpoint of action into focus, that focus should be getting Donald Trump reelected so he can officially clean house. I don't know if he created it, but he certainly compounded on the idea of the deep state. He alluded to the swamp. And we got an idea of what the swamp was. Now, the swamp's been drained. You can see every organism in it. Snakes, rats, and eels, and whatever else. You can see all of it. Mostly rats. And if the Democrats win, it means the swamp stays in, you know, it stays. And woe be on to you. I mean, can you imagine? Donald Trump's making statements and they're raising this to the level of prosecutions and accusing this man of insurrection. What are they going to do to you? Scary times, folks. And I mean, I'm not afraid of Democrats in not one iota. What I'm telling you is that what they're going to do to us if we let them win. Jonathan Turley tweeted, Special Counsel Jack Smith has just issued first indictment, criminal indictment of alleged disinformation, in my view. If you take a red pen to all of the material presumptively protected by the First Amendment, you could reduce much of the indictment to a haiku. Wow. Again, a constitutional attorney who says, I've looked this over, there's nothing there. Alan Dershowitz said, I looked this over, it is frivolous, it's a joke. Dinesh D'Souza, they have to prove that Donald Trump didn't believe he was president, didn't believe he won. Dinesh D'Souza tweeted this, I sat next to Trump at the premiere of 2000 Mules and can confirm from observation he was 100% convinced that the 2020 election was rigged and stolen. He believed it from the start. He believes it still. For Jack Smith to insist Trump knew the election wasn't stolen is absurd. It's absurd for us. A jury pool anywhere in this country should be able to look at this and go, why did you even bring this? Folks, we are spending millions of dollars in this. What wasted time has Jack Smith done to get absolutely nothing? He's going to get absolutely nothing out of this. So, what do you want me to say? Well, don't listen to me. Listen to Leo Terrell.
Hi, Leo 2.0 here. Jack Smith has indicted President Trump again. Let me be very clear, and I'm not bragging. I'm a much better lawyer than Jack Smith. He's a buffoon. He doesn't know how to practice law. This second indictment is frivolous. President Trump is being indicted for talking, for speaking. Conspiracy? An agreement among whom? Let me be very clear. I want to make sure the American public understands. President Trump is going to run for president. Nothing Jack Smith or the Democratic Party will do can stop President Trump from running for the White House. And he's going to win. He's going to win. So indict him 1,000 times. 1,000,000 times. American voters understand that they're targeting President Trump. Meanwhile, Hunter Biden and Joe Biden are criminals. I could convict Joe Biden in court right now.
That was Leo Terrell. And he's so right. By the way, here's another black dude don't know his name, but I think he goes by Mega Miggy on Twitter. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but he's another brother. And for those people out there wondering if black folks support Trump, here's another brother giving you his take on things.
The more you indict, the more we vote. The more you indict, the more money we send. We're going to vote for Donald Trump. You can drum up dossiers. You can drum up indictments. You can do all of that. The more you do it, the more we vote for Trump. So do what you want to. You know, throw us all in jail. Indict all of us. We're still voting for Donald Trump. And it has nothing to do with Donald Trump. It has everything to do with the job that he did when he was sitting in the seat. Our gas prices was low. Our economy was booming. The world was at peace. Wasn't nobody stealing. He didn't need to steal. The man's worth almost $9 billion. Joe Biden needs to steal. He's a career politician. He done steal and gave his family $10 million. Here, for his daughter, $10 million for Hunter. $10 million for his dead son. His wife, everybody done stole money in his family. Everybody. For the last 60 years, this man has been stealing money. And you wondering why we voting for Trump? Because y'all drumming up stuff? Because you got the FBI in your back pocket? Because you got the CIA in your back pocket? It's not going to influence our votes. Now, if you want to steal the election like you did the last one, go right ahead. We know you stole it. Ain't no way in the world this man having 60,000 people at a rally. And this man's got 800 people at his rally and he wins the election. Man, you know, Arizona holding out their results. All these states holding out their results because they taking buyoffs too, man. This man has been paying off. He paid off Ukraine. He paid off Russia for the dossier. This man's paid off everybody, man.
Welcome back, everybody. Let me tell you something. These brothers are not outliers. These are black folks that get it. They are sick of what they're seeing. He's speaking on a lot of different issues. It's not a one-trick pony. It's not just about Trump's indictments. It's about everything they know that's happening and how they've seen justice served out in the black community. This is big.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Well, by now, most people realize that the indictment that came for Trump is a joke. Jack Smith dropped it because we just got absolutely devastating news from Devin Archer about the Bidens. And what's interesting, and I talked about it, we may have talked about it on the show, I'm actually not sure, because we've been covering so much stuff, but I talked about how the Democrats downplayed it. How Dan Goldman goes, well, I read the transcript. There's really nothing there. What's the big deal? Release the transcript or whatever else. But look, if you're following the fake news media, maybe you'll fall for it. Maybe you'll believe that Devin Archer's testimony was a bust. But it was explosive. I mean, it is condemning the Bidens in every way, shape, or form. Everything we know about the Bidens was revealed. Hunter Biden's longtime business partner and friend. That should tell you all you need to know. We're not talking about somebody that is tangentially associated with the Bidens. Bobulinski was a little bit tangential. They wanted him. They were looking at him to do some work, and he wasn't sure what. So they were, you know, in the beginnings of a relationship. Devin Archer and Hunter were like brothers. I think we talked about it a little bit. And what Devin Archer said is, my brother's family's crooked. The dad is the big guy. We were told by Comer that Devin Archer's testimony would blow the lid off of the Biden crime family, and it did not disappoint. After the House Oversight Committee met with Devin Archer, the Republicans characterized that meeting as a bombshell. What he said, they said, was a bombshell. And it didn't come as any surprise to me. It didn't come as any surprise to the Democrats. They got to keep a lid on it. He confirmed details of the Biden scheme that revolved around Joe Biden's political positions as a state, as a senator, as a VP, and now as a sitting fake president. But Democrats, as you know, are going to always spin it. And that's what they did. They try. I find it incredible, honestly, when I looked at some of the things that came out of this, and I said, how could you possibly try to spin this? How many lies do you think you can tell and get away with it? And as I look at the Trump indictment, I go, there is no end. The Democrats believe they can lie, nobody's ever going to say anything, and it's good to go. So, trending on Twitter, Democrats posted, release the transcripts. I mentioned Congressman Dan Goldman, who, by the way, is an Adam Schiff wannabe. He hit the media circuit defending Biden, boldly declared that he wants the Republicans to release the transcript, as if the transcript vindicates the Bidens. When I heard him say it, I went, oh, shoot, I wonder what's on it. And he was like, I read it. I saw it. I saw it. There's no there there. And I was like, whoa. So I immediately went, this is not possible. The Republicans knew what Archer was going to say. Miranda Devine had talked about it. All the indicators were Devin Archer's testimony was going to be devastating to the Bidens. And do you know what? It was. They pull this same stunt Democrats do with everything. Oh, show transparency. We want complete transparency. But don't show mine. Don't show my taxes. Don't show my bank records. Don't show my correspondence, but we're all about transparency. Yeah, well, show us the money, man. Show it. Just don't show ours. Show everybody else's. Look at, give me anything you want that the Democrats are going to prosecute. The transcripts of Mueller's reports, all of it. Give the emails and all that stuff. In fact, if you recall, Shapley, whatever they call the guy, the IRS whistleblower, when they said, oh, he's a leaker. Well, he says, I tell you what, release everything. Tell Washington Post, take any data, any emails you've ever sent of me leaking anything. You have my full permission. Said no Democrat ever. Here's what he says. Joe Biden lied to the American people when he said he had no knowledge about his son's business dealings and was not involved. That was what was concluded in the report by the Republicans. And here's what he says. When Joe Biden was vice president of the United States, he joined Hunter Biden's dinners with his foreign business partners, business associates, in person or by speakerphone over 20 times. Now, Joe Biden says he knew nothing about it, never did it, never knew anything. It was a lie. This guy confirmed it. And you know what the Democrats did to respond to this? They indicted Trump on more frivolous cases. Now, I told you, I played a couple of clips. Leo Terrell, this black dude sitting in a car saying, y'all can indict Trump. You can do whatever you want. I'm voting for him. I'm going to tell you right now. I 100%, not 99%, support Donald Trump against everybody else. And I will vote for him 100%. There is nothing a Democrat can do to stop me. And I'm going to make sure my vote counts. I'm going to look it up. But the biggest confirmation about the Bidens is what hides in plain sight, folks. Biden targeted the Ukrainian prosecutor. I was thinking of Hunter. You can tell those words I was mixing up. In his famous and very public declaration where he says, you're going to fire this guy or I'm going to take my $1 billion back. It wasn't even his money. In his testimony, Devin Archer declared that Burisma, quote, placed constant pressure on Hunter Biden to get help from D.C. A direct reference of getting rid of Shokin, the prosecutor that was investigating Burisma. Folks, in the history of investigations, never has a rabbit trail been so easy to follow. Shokin rightly targeted Burisma, and he seized some of the assets of Zolochevsky, which is what created the panic for Zolochevsky. And the CEO of the embattled company needed a fixer. Renaissance man Hunter Biden was summoned. It was time to earn his keep. So Hunter contacted the big guy, and Joe Biden did his job. All this, by the way, is 5 days within finding out, okay, here's what's going on. Within 5 days, the call was made. Hunter Biden makes his call to the big guy, and Shokin is underway to being fired. They got rid of the prosecutor. They fast-tracked that money that was going to go to the Ukrainian government, that $1 billion, promptly fired Zolochevsky's adversary, and then the Bidens got paid. Now, Biden had been told by Ukrainian leadership that Shokin, that you should hear the recording. The guy says, well, Shokin, we could find nothing that he has done wrong, but per your urging, he's gone. Do we have that recording?
Assuming that there is a new government and a new prosecutor general, I am prepared to do a public signing of the commitment for the $1 billion.
Despite the fact that we didn't have any corruption charges, don't have any information about him doing something wrong, I especially asked him, no, it was the day before yesterday, I especially asked him to resign.
Congratulations on installing the new prosecutor general. It's going to be critical for him to work quickly to repair the damage Shokin did. And I'm a man of my word. That now that the new prosecutor general is in place, we're ready to move forward in signing that new $1 billion loan guarantee.
Welcome back, folks. That's a ridiculous smoking gun. Ridiculous. So, although Biden was told by the Ukrainian leadership that Shokin has done nothing wrong, they found nothing he's done wrong, he congratulates him for dumping him and essentially alludes that he's still a crooked dude. Biden took an innocent man who was there to fix corruption, got him fired, ruined his career, and isn't even looking back. You think if Trump had ruined somebody's career like this, we might know a little bit more about him? I'd love to go to Ukraine and interview Shokin and find out exactly the details around that. But then again, I'm no investigative reporter. But it got worse. Then the Ukrainian guys, Burisma, said, you know what? There's somebody that's dropping dime on us. The FBI's still looking into this. And we don't have the clip. I tried to find the clip. And Biden assured them, nobody else is looking into this. The FBI has dropped it. We're good. Essentially, he alludes that, no, it's not going to happen. You're clear. Clear sailing. And you know the rest. Hunter gets millions of dollars. The big guy gets his cut. And there we have it. But what are we talking about? Oh, Donald Trump uttered some words.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.